for the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network. I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we're reading from John chapter 12, verses 44 through 55. Jesus tells us that whatever might happen, whatever might come, he remains with us. And if we listen to his voice, we don't remain in darkness, but rather in light. Whoever believes in me believes in the one who sent me. Whoever places his faith in me, he says, will have light and life. How often we feel like we're in the dark. How often we feel like there's not much hope. How often we feel that we're stuck. In those times when things feel darkest, we need the light of Christ. One of the great gifts that is given in The Lord of the Rings. Let me nerd out for just a second here. One of the great gifts that is given is the vial of light, and it's meant to shine in those dark places. Well, what Tolkien is getting at in The Lord of the Rings is something that's actually profoundly rooted here in this gospel. Jesus, who is the light of the world, is given to each of us. We received him in baptism. We were sealed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the light, the fire of God's love on that day. And every time we receive the Eucharist, we receive Jesus, who is the light of the world, so that his light might shine in dark places. What does the Gospel of John tell us but that the light has come into the world, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it? In those moments when things feel darkest then for us, in those moments when we feel most oppressed and put upon, in those times when things feel most difficult, Jesus is inviting us to see in him the light of the world, to recognize that he gives light to our darkness, and he calls us always closer, always deeper, always into his heart, not just into his heart, but into everlasting life.